A closer inspection of the Tenontosaurus revealed cuts and slashes in the bone made by the teeth of raptors. Proof that there were more than four raptors in this pack. Four had died in the attack, but others survived to finish off the Tenontosaurus and eat part of its remains.
That's how the mystery was solved. Clearly four of the raptors had been killed, but they were only part of a larger pack. Their fellow pack members continued the attack and ultimately killed the Tenontosaurus. We know this because they left their teeth at the crime scene and ate half of the Tenontosaurus. This is what makes this site one of the most amazing discoveries in North America.
A pack of Deinonychus would be a force to be reckoned with, but the evidence at the battlefield proved that Tenontosaurus was far from helpless. Somehow, this one had killed at least four raptors. They moved at a snail's pace, but they were by no means defenseless. They relied on their size and intimidating numbers to deter predators.
Its true strength comes in its ability to travel in a herd. A herd of Tenontosaurus has different strengths, can trample somebody to death.
To further strengthen the herd's structure, the way the group traveled was predicated on status.
When dinosaurs walk in a herd, there's a lot of order to what they do. The herd is kind of broken up into three distinctive groups. There is group A. This is made up of the leaders. This could be one, two, three, maybe as many as four adults. Then group B is made up of the majority of the herd. These are the healthy adults. These are the sub-adults. And this is where the babies are. They're in group B. And then you have group C. These are the oldest members of the herd. And these are the dinosaurs that are sick or weak or injured. As they walk in a specific order. They walk B's in front, A's in the middle, C's in the back. The A group always remains secure in this walking order, and we see modern herding animals using these same tactics. It ensures the success of the species.